4, 3, 2. The growth is their own. It is also the growth of the individual that's trying to help them. But the two are not related. One doesn't rely on the other. In Kiri's case, there was no growth. There was growth for her, but not for him.
But now, on third dimension, prior to his going, that could have actually turned out to be a very bad situation, were he to be in a more third dimensional sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he became more spirit, more his gifts came out more, were actually empowered instead of latent.
Mm-hmm.
He could become very corrupt and use his powers in a bad way.
Correct. But by sending him back, which is more than likely what will happen,
right,
then he will have to relearn those lessons. And in the waiting period, he will have to face them head on and plan accordingly. And then the next time he tries to ascend, he will be scrutinized much more, or she, depending on what incarnation the individual goes as, will be much harsher, and they will have to live up to a higher standard, a much higher standard.
That's good for them because they have the inspiration to already been on six. They know what that's like.
Correct.
Even though we're on third, and they've already, on six, they had their past lives, could review their past lives.
Unfortunately, with that kind of intelligence and the place that the individual was stagnant at, that is impossible. Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Okay. Any more questions?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Russ.
Thank you, Omar.
Live long, prosper. I'll be back.
I look forward to it.
And I will line up some individuals for next week.
Excellent. Thank you. I look forward to that, too.
He had...
Here you go.
I'm doing good. What can I do for you?
Well, my love, we're working on a bunch of good stuff tonight. Mm-hmm. Carrie was working on a lot of good stuff.
She always does.
Mm-hmm. And, we were...
I think she does so well, the fact that she was asked at short notice.
Yeah, and she filled in quite nicely, actually, which is just a question I had turned into a full dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really quite nice.
Yes, she improvises so well.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to discuss our phase two of chakras.
Oh, yes.
And
yes. My mind is on the trip.
Oh, no problem. You don't want to skip that and go on to something else?
Okay. What did we cover? We covered the
first three chakras, basically.
Okay, let's go and start from the top to the bottom this time. So it's the crown, the throat, and the heart.
Third eye.
So it's crown, throat, and heart. Well, the crown and third eye are basically the same anyway.
Oh, are they? Oh, I thought it was two separate.
Well, there are sub ones, but I'm taking the crown as these are important ones.
Oh,
okay, the crown, the spiritual crowning glory. The spiritual center of the consciousness. And it's just a tone. Okay. The crown chakra and the revolutionary speed and the opening and closing capability. Now, because this is a spiritual chakra that controls the spiritual growth and reactions and all the capabilities, it has a lot of power. And surprisingly enough, because of that, does not rotate very fast at all. A normal third-dimensional individual will rotate between 15 and 20 cycles a second, as opposed to the lower chakras. I believe the root chakra rotates at 150 to 200. Actually, No, it's
that's in six dimension. It rotates about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, in third dimension, it's 150, 200. And the six, it's about 1,500 to 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm missing zero, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the sixth dimension, the crown chakra will rotate at approximately 53 to 63 cycles a second. Not that much difference, actually, is there?
Well, it's 35, 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not that much difference. Not a whole 100.
Right.
Or almost 1,000.
Right.
But the difference in speed is significant. Oh. When you think of, well, and it's only 35, 40 cycles a second. But it is significant.
Okay.
Due to the fact that because the crown chakra has such a massive function controlling the spiritual and the abilities, the burden on it is tremendous. On a third dimensional level, because of the burden and the slow revolutionary speed, it will wear out faster than it will on the sixth dimension. Especially with the longer life expectancy. Now, the closing and opening is slower again as opposed to the root chakra. Even on the third dimension, it is noticeably slower. And it will not open as wide on the third dimension as the root chakra. It is also thicker. On the sixth dimension, it is a little thinner, and it will open much, much wider, almost to full, almost to an invisible ribbon. That is because the polarity is actually starting to reverse. The idea is to, or a common idea, is to have all the chakras open and rotate at the same speed. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. Due to the fact that if the crown chakra was rotating at the same speed as the root chakra, it would be a little like a spinning top going off kilter. Because of the size of the crown chakra, it does have to rotate at a lower speed to create stability within the spiritual body and throughout all the chakras. The opening and closing on the third dimensional chakra with the bandwidth is more related to the intellectual level. With intellectual growth on the third dimension comes spiritual growth, the ability to focus and to increase one's own chakra rotational speed. Okay, that's the crown chakra. You have questions, obviously, honey.
Of course. All right, first off, you mentioned wearing out.
Mm-hmm.
Chakras wear out?
It's terminology. They start to pick up and slow down. They pick up all sorts of extraneous matter. Well, not matter, but problems. They start to break down because of the load that goes through them.
What age does this usually occur at?
Later in life.
Oh, okay.
But mental trauma, dysfunction of the brain, abuse of the brain, neglect of the brain, those will all accelerate the breakdown.
So like Omal said, not learning one thing at a time kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or one thing a day?
One thing a day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you mentioned was bandwidth. Now, I fully understand bandwidth and another terminology altogether.
Yes, computers.
What are you talking about?
Okay, it's actually the thickness of the chakra. Even though they are invisible,
Right.
The chakras vary in width this way and this way, from individual to individual and from chakra to chakra.
Ooh. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this like a muscle?
Yes. The way it contracts and expands is like a muscle.
What about the size of it?
Again, it is relevant to the part of the body and its function. The fact that...
between individual and individual.
Yes, again, it varies in size from individual to individual.
Ah. Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm. You had another question, but you've lost it, haven't you?
No, I have no clue on it. Yes. I think you mentioned revolutions for cycles. I said revolutions.
Yeah, it's about the same. Yeah. Okay, let us move down to the throat chakra. Okay. Now, the throat chakra is one of the smallest chakras, but it's also one of the most powerful. On a normal human being, third-dimensional human being, and this is going to blow you away, the revolution is about 2,500 to 3,300 cycles a second.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a kid.
Now, this is a very unusual and complicated little chakra, which I'm not going to go into too much detail because this is where it gets difficult and technical. On a six-dimensional being, it's actually much slower.
Okay.
About, I'd say 250 to 150.
That definitely does not make logical sense.
No, it doesn't. But it's the way it is. One of the reasons is the fact that the speech process and patterns are less important than the mental capabilities.
Hmm.
So therefore, it does not need to rotate so highly. You are a vocal race. Most third-dimensional races are.
Oh.
So the chakra needs to work within that capability.
Does that have to do with telepathy?
Yes. Hence the reason why the crown chakra rotates so rapidly as opposed to the throat chakra. See the reverse there.
Yeah.
Now, because it is so important on the third dimension, it is a thick and heavy chakra and it has a wide bandwidth, almost a bandwidth of about an inch. It opens and closes a much wider than on the six. The six, it opens and closes quite slowly and rotates quite slowly and is much thinner. It is very common on the third for it to do what all the other chakras do on the six and to become almost a thin, iridescent ribbon. Whereas on the six, that's almost unheard of. The only person I think that would have it open and become almost a invisible ribbon would be Tia with her talkative skill.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But her chakra rotates at a slower speed also because she uses both her mind as well as her vocal cords.
Right.
Okay, let's answer questions on that.
Okay. You mentioned the fact that it turns into an invisible ribbon.
Almost invisible.
Now, on sixth dimension, that's more common for the other chakras.
Correct.
And that's when they're being in use, not just its status.
Correct.
Stasis. So in third dimension, with myself being a communicator, where would mine be rotating somewhere?
Pretty rapidly.
Okay.
And frequently it does achieve the thin, almost invisible ribbon.
Now, when does this happen?
Normally when the revolutionary speed of the crown chakra starts to accelerate.
Oh, I see.
When thought processes are being engaged. Because you need your vocal cords to communicate and the energy flow to them and to the crown chakra needs to be used. So therefore, it starts to rotate faster.
Okay. I get it. Interesting. So the two are connected quite closely.
Very closely.
So the faster the crown chakra spins, the faster the throat chakra spins.
On the third dimension.
On the third dimension.
However, it's the opposite on the sixth.
How fascinating. The faster the crown chakra spins, the slower the throat chakra spins. I'll be damned. I'm glad you brought this up.
Told you it was a very unusual and complicated little chakra.
Yes, it is.
Now, I've only covered probably the first page out of the book on the throat chakra. The simple reason that it gets very complicated and very convoluted, and there are quite a few things in there that sound like contradictions until you read further.
Which is what we're getting to now. But then,
no, we're not going to get to that because it is so convoluted and complicated that it is hard to comprehend without first looking at more detail in the capability of each chakra.
Right.
Okay, and as we are only lightly doing them and we have limited time, it's something that we will skip over and revisit in more detail other chakras. We will take a chakra and we will analyze it to death over a period of weeks.
Excellent. All right.
Okay. Now, finally.
The heart chakra.
The heart chakra. The chakra that controls many different functions. In fact, it controls all other chakras.
Oh, really?
It is the master chakra. However, if it reaches a point where it is operating very slowly and an individual becomes very unemotional, the crown chakra will take over and basically restart and reactivate and control the heart chakra. Basically, it is the chakra that controls the other chakras, as well as desires and a few other things that we will cover. And as I said, we're covering lightly at the moment because of the time limitations, but at a future time, we will revisit each individual chakra. Okay, the revolutionary speed of a heart chakra on the third dimension. 35,000 to 45,000. Very rapid. It is rapid due to the fact of the existence of the individual. It varies from species to species as well. But the reason why it runs so rapidly is because of the life expectancy. On the sixth dimension, it is about 75,000 to 85,000, depending on the individual and race to race. Very rapid, very fast. And its opening and closing is actually quite slow in comparison to its speed. It seems that the higher the revolutionary speed, the slower it will open. The lower the revolutionary speed, the faster it will open. There are many different theories on why. Many, many different theories, and they do conflict. Basically, let us take both extremes. The extreme view is that the reason why it opens slower at a faster revolutionary speed is because all the other chakras are working at a much higher and faster speed. Of course, this is sixth dimension. With exception of the throat chakra. Now, what the heart chakra is actually doing is regulating the flow from below to up and to back down. The faster the processes of the other chakras, with exception of the throat chakra, will be regulated and the flow will fluctuate according to the desire and the necessary energy flow for that situation. The wider the chakra is, the more energy flow is deemed or theorized to be necessary. Okay, the other side, the other end of the spectrum, the reason why it opens slower at a faster rate is to act as a braking system so that the energy flow does not overload the important chakras. And the energy flow is detained and bottled in the throat chakra and held there until necessary. As the energy builds up, the heart chakra will open up wider until it is necessary for it to push through to the crown chakra through the throat chakra. See the two opposites?
All right.
I'm not quite sure which to believe. As I said, there are many, many different theories. It is not fully understood why they do what they do, or the heart chakra does what it does. By opening slower at a higher revolution as opposed to wider and faster at a lower revolution. It's all very confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Questions?
I've got a bunch here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this almost sounds a lot like a group meta concert.
Yes, it does. How they work. Yes, they all got to work in cooperation with each other.
Well, like the heart's working like a conductor, the crown's working like a engineer or executive.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest are all working as, you know,
supplying the energy.
Right.
Yes, yes, it does actually, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the phrase that they use is orchestrating the chakras.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Meta-concert. Interesting terminology. And the other point, well, the one point on that is, okay, if that is a fact, then when you're working with this energy, and let's say, for example, you're working with a negative feedback loop,
mm-hmm.
or any kind of feedback loop.
Okay.
The energy is traveling through each of the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the heart regulating that energy flow?
Yes.
Okay, because it's going through the chakras.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, we'll keep talking, but you will ask longer questions and I will answer shortly because I'm going to concentrate. And thank you. The technician has given me full control.
Excellent.
Means I can open the eyes if I want, but I'm not going to because I have to close my eyes up here. Okay.
Right.
Kind of watch the body. It's probably going to, if I get it right, will lift a little, but it will definitely get a lot hotter. You'll watch the colour in the cheeks and everything change in the colour of the hands. Okay, ask away. And it may cause static on the recording. Okay. So you'll have to speak up a bit. Okay, here we go.
Okay. So as the energy is coming through, you're following a train of energy that connects each chakra. As it does so, that chakra that the energy goes to opens wider and spins faster up the chain as it progresses.
Or down the chain, depending on what is needed to be done. For example, by increasing the revolutionary speed, and no problems yet, what is happening is, let's say I'm feeding down through, which is what I'm doing at the moment, I'm increasing deliberately the rotation and slowing down the throat chakra to a speed that is increasing and widening the abilities. We can try this sometime when you have a moment alone when there's no external influences or anybody talking at you.
Okay. I see some more color coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ask the next question.
As the energy becomes thinner and thinner,
mm-hmm.
to become more of just a very bright, thin line,
mm-hmm.
what did that do to the chakras at that point?
Okay, as they rotate at a higher speed, except the exception of the throat chakra and the crown chakra, heart chakra, is that the enlargement that is occurring when you push them to the maximum, which is what I'm doing at the moment, I've reached his maximum, is increasing the energy flow and the abilities.
And is this a permanent change in those, or just a temporary change?
It depends on how they are used afterwards.
So, if they are used afterwards in any way,
mm-hmm.
that opens up those various locked doorways?
Yes, to a certain extent, yes. For example, using even just one ability 24 hours afterwards will continue to keep the energy flow going. Mark may be pleasantly surprised by the increased ease that he can do his astral travel. If it was you, it would be the increased ease in using your healing abilities, or whichever ability you choose to use, manifestation, etc.
Right. Now, what I understand is we can do this feedback loop any time of the day, every day, if we wanted to,
mm-hmm.
and we could see an increase in our skills at that point.
Yes.
This is a great idea.
And there are certain drawbacks.
I figured there would be.
Doing it repetitively day after day, you can actually increase to the size that you want. However, by not letting the tissue or the chakras heal, giving them time to heal, they become sensitive and become damaged. If you let them heal too long, they build up something very similar to scar tissue, which means that they become slower and more difficult to use.
Do we answer this then?
Mm-hmm. So it has to be measured carefully, and unfortunately it varies from individual to individual.
Now, the warning signs that you're exercising your chakras too much are?
Pain.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Physical pain?
Yes, physical pain. Headaches are not counted because that is actually the muscle working. If it is too an intense headache, what is actually occurring is that you are getting to the point where you are maxing out.
Huh.
But a headache is expected and normal.
Okay.
But when Mark comes back, you might want to watch to see how much of a headache he does have.
Okay.
An acute headache is a sign that you should stop immediately. A light headache is expected. A medium headache is a warning sign that you may want to stop if you go any further. Okay. Pain in the stomach, the heart, or the throat. Stop immediately, especially the heart. If the heart starts to feel irregular, shut down the loop, stop what you're doing, and relax.
Hmm.
Okay, the only pain that I am experiencing by getting his chakras to match mine is I'm getting a little light headache.
Okay,
we have a technician monitoring his brainwave patterns, which are a little erratic, but that's because the speed is probably halfway between his and mine,
okay.
which I don't think they've ever rotated that fast before.
Now, what is the length of time that you need to rest between sessions?
It varies from an individual, but a rule of thumb is probably somewhere between 48 and 72 hours.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. For some individuals, it will be higher, for some lower.
You just have to base for your
specific mm-hmm.
pain the next time you do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the temperature in your room should have increased quite a bit.
Yes, it's quite comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, his ears are turning red, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Excellent. Now, what about blood flow? Is this increasing blood flow?
Yes, very much so. Hence the reason why his cheeks are very flushed, his hands are very flushed. In fact, they're showing up almost as white on the monitors up here, and his ears are starting to turn white.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's good for cold weather, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually starting to get a little bit of pain, so I'm going to start swimming and everything. No, it's gone.
Okay, so now with children
mm-hmm.
or adults or whoever wants to increase their skills, it's going to be a good exercise then to start practicing with a very cautious beginning.
Very cautious.
Working into a more advanced regimen later on once you've mastered a few basic
correct.
Precautions.
Correct. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to start throwing everything back down as we have limited time. Okay, we have a few other things to cover. Oops.
Is it good?
No, you want to see how far, I'm not quite sure because we can't see it, but I think we have maybe a slight levitation going on.
Can't tell.
Nah,
it's still firmly on that futon.
Yeah, yes, okay.
It's nothing off the ground, let's put it that way.
Yeah, because all of a sudden the weight that I felt for his body, because as I have full control, I feel his body as if it's mine. Suddenly the whole entire left side felt very light.
Hmm.
Did the body tip or anything?
No.
Okay. Oh, well. It felt like it was starting to levitate, which might be entertaining for a picture, but...
Yeah, it wouldn't do much good on tape.
Nah. Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, because it suddenly felt a little disconcerting. That's why I went, oops.
No, nothing on our side.
Okay. Okay, the colour should start to return to normal in the second bit. Okay, we're going to continue to monitor. He was levitated on the left side.
What?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, right side.
Oh, right side. Right
side. Yeah. The body did roll a little. Okay. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, excellent. So, in chakra use, in the management mm-hmm. of your chakras, just like your regular body, it's good to keep them healthy. And these chakras are particularly responsible for the physical health of the body.
Yes.
And how well you keep your chakras healthy is how well your body, mm-hmm. or is it the other way around?
And it's actually how well your body will do. Also, diet is important.
Okay, so that's where the diet's helping the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
The chakras help the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, also there was a question that was brought up about, mm-hmm. hey, there's a planetary conjunction coming up, apparently. I didn't know about that. Apparently, somebody at the cafe I go to told me about it. She was wondering what effects that might have on our planet.
Asking the wrong person. Don't forget, I'm not the astrophysicist or the physicist or the astronomer.
That'd be curious.
Yes, it would be.
I'll check that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to continue monitoring your chakras.
Okay.
Okay.
Greetings, Peter.
Greetings. How are you function? You have, I see, understand. Answer for without words.
Yes, indeed.
O Syrian help remedy. You have bark of willow.
No,
and a warm alcoholic beverage. Heat beverage with bark of willow. And drink. Feel warm all over. And aid in relaxing body. Increase in body temperature. Speed up healing, repairing process. Also, sleep. Help when drinking bark of willow with alcoholic beverage. And also, quiet peace with no external input help.
I like that, especially the alcoholic beverage part before sleep.
You have answer for me, thank you. I think aspirin.
Aspirin, yes.
Did not know that you have different name. Use name that all know to be able to comprehend.
Right. And I used it quite nicely and it worked quite well. Feel much better now.
You have done alcoholic beverage with aspirin?
Well, sort of. The aspirin, water, and echinacea, which is herbal remedy, which is from a bark of a tree. Echinacea, thank you.
Echinacea does not doing right thing. It is a thought process. I look forward a I think within maybe I should probe for word.
You'll probably find it.
Yes. It is a psychosomatic healing.
Oh.
You think it works, so therefore the placebo effect happens.
Excellent.
Example of power of mind. Unfortunately, should not have told you because now you know. This example of thinking hasty.
That's right. I'll find something else that works just as good.
Willow bark and alcoholic beverage warm will work better.
There we go.
It is for real. Sorry, aspirin.
Yes, you have aspirin. All right, got a couple questions tonight.
Okay, I hope you forgive me for a hasty, inconsistent answer of pulling wool off your eyes.
No, absolutely not. Can't always use that. Omal and I were talking, and Kiri were talking, about angels,
mm-hmm.
and how they're related to divas.
Yes, sorry, continue.
Well, she and mentioned that you and her were of the same opinion as I am, that there is a relationship there.
They are being of the same, just different appearance, but different function also. Almost as you would be of same, different class, but same group,
mm-hmm.
have different class, have different function. Diva of high deity appearance are more powerful and important than diva of lower group that act as intermediates for higher diva. Thinking of diva on home planet have what you call attendant divas that act on behalf of or for or under direction of head diva. You have diva that a lot of people refer to in actual fact group Deva referred to as God or a triple entity, Son, Holy Ghost, Father, triple entity, actually more than just one or three, also have many attendant devas that act as winged ones. So therefore, prime example of functions.
Wow. That says a lot.
Also hierarchical example of Zeus and lesser gods of ancient origin and muses. Another example of divas working as a group for common goal, with lesser divas doing functional important assistance.
Now that brings up a good point. Back in the Grecian Empire, Zeus was all-powerful. He was, as we would call, God. And then below him were the other various gods who helped. Now, were they talking then about divas? And for them, as with the Nordic, with their pantheon of gods, and our God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, well, in this case, not Sananda, but and the accompanying angels, all three of those examples are all the same.
Yes. Different groups of divas, one group doing one thing, another group doing another thing. If you look, they complement each other. The group that you call Grecian, more independent, loosely organized, but working for a common goal. Triple entity that you mentioned, that is group, very compact, working for common goal and objective, but tightly organized and narrowly focused. Not as rounded as a Grecian group, as you call. Your triple entity God is working for more tighter purpose, but same objective, just not as widely being of focus.
Yeah, every civilization has its set of gods, or God and accompanying spirits. And still it's called monotheistic, one God. But that's actually a combination of divas then.
Correct.
I get it. And when you say hierarchy, you're talking about all the way down the line to like a diva in our backyard.
Correct. Diva in back garden is on your place, visiting, as it were, being asked to be present.